bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio. Really going right, looking for a ray
of hope. Welcome back to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we pray hard and work hard, keeping you out of the NFL. My name is Casper Stockham, and I have Deborah Smith on the line all the way from Phoenix, Arizona.
Yay!
And we are back. And we want to finish up talking about social media, because if you're going to run a successful business, you really need to be more social media savvy. So we've been going through that, and we covered some things. The other day, we talked about the battle of the sexes, and there's 71% of women online as opposed to 62% of men when it comes to social media. So we talked about that. We talked about the fact that most of the people right now online are on Facebook, or spending the most amount of time on Facebook. So they're spending just 3 minutes of their time on Google Plus, 8 minutes on MySpace, 17 minutes on LinkedIn, 21 minutes on Twitter, 89 minutes on Tumblr and Pinterest, which are growing in numbers, and then 405 minutes on Facebook, the average time people spend on there.
That's a big drastic difference,
huge.
That's for sure.
That's huge, yeah. And then we talked about Twitter and the fact that 60% of females use Twitter. And we talked about the fact that women on Facebook participate in 62% of the sharing. So the majority of the sharing, in other words, you click like on photos and things like that, most of that is done by women, 62%. But despite that, 8 out of 10 women say their Facebook friends annoy them. I thought that was funny.
That sounds just like a woman, doesn't it?
Yeah. And then we talked about on Pinterest, what they like on Pinterest are the tutorials, the do-it-yourself articles, the recipes, and things like that. And if you do that, you have a 42% higher click-through rate than any other type of posting on Pinterest. So if you're posting on Pinterest, you need to have a business or a strategy that includes tutorials, do-it-yourself checklists, if you will, and recipes, things like that.
Things that women can get their hands on and they can see it and feel it and get engaged with it.
Yes. Now, on Google Plus, only about 1 in 4 use it as a social network. So it's still trying to gain some ground, but it's really not, it's not capturing the attention that a Facebook or a Pinterest is doing out there.
I use Google Plus. I just don't seem to. I use it more for including people in posts that I make, but not necessarily for social contact.
Right. And only 10% of online adults use it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then 64% of males. 64% of it is a male user base on Google Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And then 75% of users don't interact with other Google Plus users. So what they do is they post stuff, but it's not a conversation or a dialogue. It's just mm-hmm. a matter of posting it, and then they move on.
Right.
So on Facebook, it's a little bit more interactive. And there are some other social network sites out there that are even more interactive than Facebook, believe it or not. But on Google Plus, it's more of just a posting. You know, you may read an article or two, but you're not doing a lot of interaction.
Yep, I guess I fall into that 75% then.
Yeah. And I forgot to mention, as far as LinkedIn is actually, their numbers are declining quite a bit, even though it's still a predominant business platform. The people are finding other ways to do it. So LinkedIn numbers are going down, going in the opposite direction.
Hmm. Do you think in general that Facebook is climbing in its ability or desire to allow people to support their businesses there?
That's possible. And they're doing some things to help in that regard, and then they're doing other things that are really very annoying, like Facebook messaging. That is probably one of the most annoying apps you could ever get on your phone.
Yes. Well, and the fact that your information gets put out there to places you don't want it to be, that I initially selected that, and then I unenrolled in it because I said, wait a minute, I don't need this. And then I found that I couldn't get my messages without going through it. Right. So then I went back into it, and I said, you know what? I'm not going to let them force me into that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I disconnected from that again. I said, it'll have to wait till I get on the computer.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, and the security aspects of it are even worse than that. You know, that's the worst part of it. But I'm talking about just the functionality of it. Once you install it, you have these different messages that pop up on your screen on your cell phone, and I haven't found a way to get rid of it. So I just installed the program. I said, this is annoying.
Right.
Yeah. You know, but back to LinkedIn, 68% reconnect with past business associates. And I agree with that because I have reconnected with quite a few people that I was connected with in other careers in the past easily on LinkedIn. So that works well for that. And then,
awesome.
Yeah, and then 45% have face-to-face networking opportunities from their LinkedIn account. So they, you know, reach out to somebody on LinkedIn. They see they have some common interests or potential common business, they can do together. And then you meet for coffee or whatever, you know, to see if you can move that dialogue further. And only about one in 10 opt for the paid version of LinkedIn. So there is a paid version, a premium version of LinkedIn, but only about 1 in 10 even do that.
Right.
And I have been using LinkedIn for years and I have never done the paid version. I really don't see any any need to do it, you know? So
yeah, I haven't used the paid version either. I mean, you think about it, it's like, unless it's really a platform that you really love to use, it works for you, for your business, you have the right context, and you want to take it to the next level, why would you pay?
Right. Yeah, so 1 in 10 is not very high. But, you know, if you've got hundreds of millions of users, you know, that's not bad.
Yeah, and you're getting business contacts out of it, and they're interested in what you're doing and signing up? Absolutely.
Not bad at all. All right, so now this is talking about YouTube. Now, YouTube is a very interesting place because you can do a lot with YouTube now, and now they have the Hangouts, so you can hang out on YouTube. I'm still trying to see for us, because we do webinars all the time, and the YouTube Hangout, you can record webinars and things like that, but it's not as flexible and as versatile as some of the webinar software like GoToMeeting and StartMeeting and things like that. So I'm not really sold on the Hangout piece of it. But 25% of men watch a YouTube video daily. 25%.
Not bad. What about does it say anything about the women?
Yes, 17%.
Ah. Wonder what the difference is.
Well, there's a lot more women dancing around and shaking their butt on YouTube for the guys.
I see. Well, and then there's not as much communication or conversation going on. I know you said that there's a hangout, but at the same time, you know, women want to get into a dialogue and all the little stuff, and that's not happening on YouTube. You watch the video and you're done.
Right. It's not happening on YouTube. So there's not a lot of conversation going on. It's more of a visual, a visual piece to it.
Right. Do you think women are more visual than men, or are men more visual than women?
I would, you know, if I had to be pressed on it, I'd say women are more visual than men. But but a lot of the videos to me are geared more towards a male audience, is what is all I'm saying. I think if the video, if that ever changed, then I think there would be more women watching, you know, the videos.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. So men spend an average hour on YouTube every week. And women,
about an hour.
And women spend about 35 minutes on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah. So those are some of the statistics about social media, and you can get more information on this by going to internetserviceproviders.org, and that's where a lot of this statistics came from. It came from internetserviceprovider.org. They put together a nice little chart that shows you all this information. So those are the statistics on social media.
Awesome. That's good information.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So we have a few more minutes left. Deborah, do we have any questions that came in over the past few days that we can answer for our folks?
Yeah, actually we do. One question is, what should I do if my upline is not available to help me?
Switch to a different company. No, just kidding. No, if you don't have upline support, that can be a huge problem, especially if you're not a leader. So sometimes what happens is that's actually a good thing, because you call the company and you plug directly into somebody at the company, and then you don't have to go through the filter of an upline. So sometimes it could be a good thing. You know, it's not always bad. But if you are just getting started in the industry, it can be a major problem for you, because you don't know what you don't know, and you don't know how to form a team and start doing trainings and things like that. Like, if that ever happened to me, I'd be excited, because I don't have anybody in my way, right? But if you're brand new, it can be a huge problem. So I would suggest, it really depends on where the person is. If they're brand new, then you got to reach out to another team and see if you can plug into another team. You're going to either step up and be the leader, be the team leader, or look for another company. Now, we can help you as well at ASA Online and ASANetwork.biz. We can help you as well. In fact, that's kind of our specialty, is training and support. So even if you don't have upline support, you can reach out to us and we can help you in that regard. You can get more information by going to ASANetwork.biz. Have you listening to Bible to Business radio show with Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith, all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. We're here on Christ the King World Radio. You can find more information at allstarsuccessalliance.com. You can also go to asanetwork.biz, and you can find us on Facebook at ASA Network. We'll be right back after these messages.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
Welcome back to Bible the Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we pray hard and work hard, keeping you out of the NFL.
Amen.
One of the things we like to do is look at what the world is thinking and doing when it comes to just stuff going on. So, you know, we can get distracted really quickly in our businesses, and this is how the world is being distracted by all kinds of things. So what we do is we look at the top 10 things that are trending on Facebook, and we find out if they are relevant, interesting, or just not relevant at all. And most of the stuff we find is just not relevant. But it is sometimes entertaining. So speaking of entertainment, the very first thing on the list here, actually the first two, is if you're into sports, I guess this would be interesting. So the Denver Broncos, Peyton Manning, now leads America's team as Dallas Cowboys lose top spot. So if you're into sports, that may mean something.
Okay.
I have no idea. So, I can't.
I just want to say you're in Denver, okay?
I know. I'm in Denver, so I should know. Well, I know Peyton Manning is a quarterback for the Denver Broncos.
That's a good start.
And I know Denver Broncos is a football team here in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about as far as I go. Okay. I don't know how many games they've won, lost. I don't know where they're at. I don't know anything until the Super Bowl. Then I'll know whether they did good or not.
So, right? So honey, you're not one of those men who spend hours, like a whole day, glued to the television?
No.
You're not one of those?
No.
Absolutely. Oh, Clarence, you neither?
All right. All right. Well, we got that in common.
I watch one game.
That's it.
That's it.
All right, so I would take it that for most of us, that's like not interesting.
Right, not for us.
Yeah, that's not really interesting to me.
Okay. So, moving on. Brad Pitt, actor, says he inherited his first gun when he was a child.
That's nice. Next.
You don't think that's interesting? No, not really.
The NRA might be happy, though.
Yeah. Well, he's probably a member of the NRA. And so, you know, it's not really interesting, relevant.
Yes,
it's
okay.
Definitely not relevant to our business. It's not going to help us at all business-wise.
No.
That Brad Pitt inherited his first gun when he was a child.
Yeah. Okay, so what's next?
Okay. So Flagler County, Florida, a Missouri couple discovered they built a 680,000 beach house on the wrong property.
Now that's
what?
Sad.
How you do
that?
Sad.
So this Missouri couple, you know, they wanted to, I guess, retire in Florida and have a good time and hang out. So they buy some property and build a house. Unfortunately, they built it on the wrong property.
But that's not totally their fault, because normally you have to go through some hoops. You purchase land
and survey and all that stuff.
Yeah. So the whole state messed up on that.
Yeah. There's all kinds of failures happening on that one.
Oh my goodness.
Really?
So that's, I guess that'd be interesting, but not relevant to our business at all.
Well, and I'm wondering how they got, I'm assuming they got the whole house built. How did they do that?
Oh yeah,
you know,
nice house.
Somewhere along the line, something should have been different, because they have to inspect that stuff.
Right. You'd have thought the inspector would have came by and said, excuse me.
This is not in the right place? Yeah.
This house is not in the right address. Said anything.
The zoning, assessor and all those people.
Nobody figured it out until after. It's a nice looking house, too.
Wow.
Yeah, really nice.
Wow. That's a shame.
That's sad. Okay, moving on. Grand Traverse Mall. A body found at Traverse City, Michigan Shopping Center.
Okay,
we need to pray for the family of the person that was found, the victim and stuff. So the body was found, that's all it says. But that's trending.
Yes.
And then our favorite trending topic is back, still trending, number 5, Ebola virus. World Health Organization says new cases could hit 10,000 a week by December, and a patient dies. He said a patient dies somewhere. I don't know where they died.
Okay, so first of all, the World Health Organization has a responsibility to contain this thing.
Yeah.
And what they're saying here is, we're not going to do that. And we're not doing it. That's pretty sad.
Yep, could hit 10,000. I guess they're talking about worldwide, though. They're probably not talking about U.S.
Well, even that, World Health Organization, that's their responsibility.
Right.
You know, so they're not doing their job. And who's holding them accountable?
Yeah. And you know, something else I thought about this Ebola thing is that this is not like a new virus that just showed up. You know, they've known about Ebola for a long time.
Yes.
So it's not something new that just showed up yesterday.
So if I put on my conspiracy theory hat, I would say they're trying to weed out the population.
Oh, they're trying to thin the herd a little bit.
I'm looking at a pretty.
It's easy to control a herd if it's thin.
There's a pretty disturbing picture on Facebook of them digging trenches and putting bodies from people that have died from Ebola.
Yeah. Yeah. In Africa, right?
I'm not sure exactly where this is at, but it's pretty disturbing. That's a lot of bodies.
A lot of bodies, yeah. Well, they said it's going to increase before it decreases. Right. So, you know, we just have to pray for those folks and...
pray for ourselves.
Know, pray for ourselves, you know.
But, right.
But again, you know, pray a hedge of protection around our families and our businesses and just move on.
Absolutely.
All right. So, Joseph Randall, the Dallas Cowboys running back, arrested for shoplifting.
Okay.
That's sad.
That's sad.
That is sad.
He needs some help.
Yeah.
Well, we pray he gets some help.
He needs to get a, you know, maybe he's on minimum wage.
Did you say he was the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, what's minimum wage for Dallas Cowboys?
Well,
only $1 million a year?
Yeah, I mean, you know,
that could leave you kind of strapped.
Yeah,
although I'd take it
if you're only making $1 million a year, a couple hundred thousand, whatever. You know, it's hard to get by. So,
I'd take it.
Why should it be his fault that he's not making enough money so he has to shoplift?
Right, Lord deliver him.
Amen.
All right, let's see. War pigs. This is going to be interesting if I can finish reading it. So, FOO fighters, Foe Fighters, and Zac Brown Band cover Black Sabbath song on The Late Show with David Letterman. None of that even makes any sense to me.
Nope. Sounds like gibberish to me.
Those are all names of bands.
Ah, that's why it doesn't make any sense. Okay, so... He said the names of bands. That? Names of bands.
Oh, Foo Fighters and Zac Brown are bands. Okay.
And they were on the David Letterman show.
Yeah.
And?
Not interested.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Google Glass. After complaining of withdrawal symptoms, user treated for addiction disorder brought on by device.
What type of device is
this? Google Glass bring on addiction issues?
Google Glass is the glasses or the camera glasses that you wear from Google, and you can do searches and you can do a search and see stuff.
You know what that makes me think of?
What?
That makes me think of that episode on Star Trek Generation.
Oh yeah,
when number one had. They had went to Ryza.
Ryza.
And it came back with these headphones.
It was like a game.
You put it on and it's
zapping your brain.
Yeah, that's what it makes me think of.
Kicks your endorphins off and you're in la la land and feeling great, and then you become addicted to it.
Right.
Yeah, so this guy is suffering from withdrawal symptoms.
Google Glass.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You know what? And what that does is, now from a business perspective, just because something is created, don't mean it's right for you.
That's
true. And we need to have some discernment about other things that we are using.
That's true. But when it comes to technology, when I saw the new Tesla D model, it's the P35D model, I believe. It has autopilot, not cruise control, autopilot. You can program this car to take you to your destination and hands-free from point A to point B today, if you had one. Okay, these cars are already out there on the marketplace. When you get home, you can get out of the car. You can get out of the car, and then it'll park itself in the garage. It'll open up the garage door. It'll go in the garage and close the garage. If it's connected to your calendar and it knows you have an appointment, it can open up the garage, start itself up, come out of the garage, and be waiting for you in a proper position so you can go to your appointment.
Now, I think that's cool, though. That to me, well, but I mean, you look at it, you know it's something that you like, it actually works, it doesn't leave itself running in your garage and you get the foams, fumes, and die. It's not going to run anybody over. You make sure it works. That's an appropriate choice.
Yeah,
but we shouldn't allow technology that's dangerous to consumers just because, I don't know.
Yeah, but think about the withdrawal symptoms. So, you know, so you have a D model and it's got autopilot, and now you get into your Cadillac that doesn't, and you're looking at the Cadillac saying,
you'd be talking
saying,
to it
can you take me, and the Cadillac saying, what, I can't do that, you know.
But you know
they don't
what
call the, they don't call that an addiction, Casper. They call that
being lazy.
Oh, I forgot my word.
Being lazy.
Being lazy and an inconvenience.
Yeah.
That you have to actually drive yourself somewhere.
I think I would be addicted. Hey, you're listening to Bible to Business here on Christ the King World Radio, where we pray hard and work hard, keeping you out of the NFL. We'll be right back after these messages.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, please call us at 720-275-1355.
A Day Ajala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adeajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
All right, welcome back to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we pray hard and work hard to keep you out of the NFL. Stands for No Friends Left. Well, we've been having fun all show, but now it's time to get back to business here. So we're going to talk to you today about the opportunity treadmill. You probably didn't know you were on an opportunity treadmill.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, but there are some warning signs, some danger signs to keep you off of the treadmill or to let you know that you're on an opportunity treadmill.
Okay, and what are those?
Well, first of all, whoops, lost my screen here. Give me one second. If you have not spoken to any new people this week outside of your program or your team, guess what?
What?
You're on a treadmill.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, how can we build a business if we're not talking to people?
You'd be surprised. People want to do that all the time. I just had someone just yesterday evening on Facebook. They sent me their link and told me how wonderful their program was. And I said, that's great. And they said, yeah, but it's this and that, and it's free, and da-da-da. I said, that's great. They have no idea who I am, don't know what my needs are, don't even know if any of that makes any sense for me. Mm-hmm. but they wanted me to sign up. And they said, are you going to sign up? No, I'm not. Sorry.
Then the conversation is over. Then they don't even want to talk to you.
Yeah, yeah. They said, well, yeah, but it's free. And yeah, but it's this and that. I said, I get that. So who are you? How long have you been in business? What's going on in your life? You know, I want to know about you, because if I'm going to, I mean, think about this. Would you open up a pizza shop and have a partner in your pizza shop, and you don't even know who your partner is? You don't even know your partner's name. You know, the real name is,
no.
You know, it's like, you know, the name is like Bobo. Yeah, yeah. I just opened up a pizza shop with Bobo. Okay, what's Bobo's real name? Bobo? I don't know.
Right. What is his experience? Does he have any experience?
He said he's had several pizza shops. Great.
He said.
And he may have closed because he stole from himself.
Yeah, no, man. You got it. Come on now. It's crazy. All right, so the next one is, if your income has not grown this week or this month, you're on a treadmill. Especially in a home-based business, you know, your income needs to be increasing at least on a monthly basis.
Right.
And if it's not, sorry.
Okay, well.
Yeah, that's a good measuring device to know that you're not doing what you need to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm on the treadmill. Help me.
Help me, help me.
Get me off the treadmill, please.
Well, first thing you need to do, sweetie, is to do another 21-day challenge. Because on your first 21-day challenge, that got you started and you were doing well. And now you're on the treadmill again. So you got to do another 21-day challenge.
Okay.
Just saying.
All right.
All right. Next is, if you are doing things that are very comfortable to you, guess what?
You're on a treadmill.
On a treadmill. So you say, oh, yeah, this is, oh, yeah, I know how to do that. I know how to do this, you know. So we are masters now. We as an ASA are masters now of stretching ourselves all the time. So this,
right?
So this radio program is a classic example. You know, 2 weeks ago we were not on the radio. Now we are.
Yeah, and this is a stretch.
This is a stretch. So we're stretching ourselves, which is good. That means we're not on the treadmill when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, we get used to being stretched, and that's a good thing to be comfortable with, is being stretched. Because it keeps us moving to the next level.
Right. Or, next one is, if you get busy doing stuff that does not lead to new contacts or new business. So you're just busy doing stuff. Busy, busy, busy. But you're not making any new contacts. You're not making any new leads. You're not talking to any new people. Guess what?
Yeah. And it's so easy to get there, and I think that the daily action report card that we use really helps us to make sure we're doing the right things, not just doing stuff.
Right, right. That's why we created it, because we want to track that progress. And things that are tracked tend to improve. So if you're tracking it, more than likely it's going to start improving, because you're, you know, now you're monitoring that.
Right.
Right? The next one, and this is funny because I see this all the time. You get busy trying to manage the two people on your team.
I've never done that, Casper. You know, it's so easy to get lost in that, because you really want to be there for your people. You really want to help them, you know, and you're thinking, okay, if I just really, you know, make sure that they're, and yes, you need to do that, but you're so right. You cannot get lost there. You need to start getting more people. Matter of fact, the more people you have, they'll start realizing they got to do a little bit more for themselves.
Right. Right. Yeah. So, yeah, that's called micromanaging. And man, that is a kiss of death for your organization in the network marketing industry. If you start to micromanage those two people, or the one person, or the, you know, the five people, even whatever. OK, you don't want to get into micromanaging. Those people need to be replacing you. OK, they need to be headed towards leadership. And they can't do it if you are busy being their boss, busy being the person that has all the answers, and they never have to look anywhere for any answers. I was telling a young man on Facebook just the other day. He said he joined a company and he was quick to start doing presentations. And I said, that's fantastic, because you're not going to have anyone standing in your way of doing presentations. So I call that getting to the front of the room. You have no one stands in your way to get, you know, for you to mm-hmm. get to the front of the room. Mm-hmm. That's easy. Most people don't do it, but that's still the easiest part of building a large business. Mm-hmm. The hardest part is getting to the back of the room.
Yep.
And what that means is somebody has replaced you at the front of the room. The people that are making mega, mega money, millions in of dollars a year or whatever, those are the people that are at the back of the room now. Because somebody has stepped into their place at the front of the room. So they're at the back cheering them on. Yeah, you go. You do it, Clarence, man. You're doing a great job, dude. Yeah, you're off the chain. And they're in the back of the room, cashing in, going to the bank, right? So being in the front of the room is good. You got to get to the front of the room. You got to start doing presentations. You got to start doing trainings, whatever. But the real trick, the hardest part, is getting to the back of the room. And getting somebody right. else up front doing those presentations. Because otherwise, you have a job. You have now right. replaced your job with another job. And your job is to do the presentations. And that's what mm-hmm. you do. That's your whole MO every day is doing presentations. Well, right. if that's the case, then you're never going to have that freedom to where you can not be there and still have success. Right? Mm-hmm. So you can walk away. You can go to the beach. And you can check in. Say, hey, how's it going? Oh, it's going great. You know, we just signed up some more people. Awesome. You guys are doing great. I'm going back to the beach.
Right? I'm going with you.
Right?
Yeah. Well, and I guess another level of that is also being replaced in the back of the room, because then you got somebody supporting the person in the front of the room, and it's not you.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's when you're not present at all. You're not even in the room. You're on
right.
the beach.
That's when you're on that beach you were talking about.
You're on the beach, right. Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, the steps are get to the front of the room, then get to the back of the room, and then get out of the room.
Right.
Right. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. You know, and finally, you cannot control the outcome, but you can control your actions, and your actions will determine the outcome.
Right.
So you just
can't always sometimes tell.
Can't always sometimes tell. So you have to be the one doing the action, taking the steps, getting to the front of the room, and staying there as long as you have to stay there until somebody shows up to replace you.
Until you get to the back of the room.
Until you can get to the back of the room.
And then you get out of the room.
Then you get out of the room as quickly as you can. You know, and that's how you know you have made it, if you will, when you can not be there and, you know, money still gets deposited into your account. You still got money coming in and you have no idea how it happened.
Right.
You know, team is growing. You don't even know what's going on because the people that are in the room are making it happen now for them. And they're uh-huh. in that same process of trying to get to the back of the room and then get out of the room as well. So it's just a never ending cycle, but it's a good cycle if you can get that going. That's the hard part. And that's why 95% plus people fail in the industry, because they never get that going. In fact, most of them never even get to the front of the room. They're happy. Right. They're happy with somebody else doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody
right.
else.
But that's not being a leader.
That is not being a leader. And you can't. You won't make mega money if you're sitting in the back of the room. I'm not going to the front of the room first.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to make the money.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So, Deborah, I think we have time for one question, if it's a quick one.
Yeah. Can the training that ASA provides help build my downline?
It can, you know, and we have a couple of tools that are phenomenal for doing that. The first one, you know, if you're listening to this show right now and you have an organization of 5, 10, 50, 100, 1,000, 2,000, whatever. If you implemented this one strategy I'm going to give you right now, you can see phenomenal results in a very short period of time. And that's called the 21-day challenge. If you challenge your folks for 21 days, now not all of them are going to accept it, but if you challenge them to contact you every day for 21 days with a personal goal and two business goals, your business will skyrocket. You can get more great information by going to asanetwork.biz. You can find us on ASA Network on Facebook. You are listening to Bible to Business, where we pray hard and work hard, keeping you out of the NFL. We're on Christ the King World Radio. You can find them at ctkradio.org and worldmediaministries.org. We'll see you on the next show.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.